One of the things I love about the Christmas season and the season of Advent is we have so many special symbols that we use at this time of the year. You know, people do all kinds of things that we wouldn't normally do. We put lights all over our house to be a sign of Jesus, the light of the world, coming. We get Christmas trees, a tradition that goes back to St. Boniface, actually, who, in his time in Germany, the pagans were worshiping trees as God, and he said, "That tree's not God." And he chopped it down and said, "See, I killed your tree." And then he took it inside and he decorated it for Christmas in honor of Jesus. We have symbols of songs that we sing through Christmas carols and preparing the way of the Lord, our Advent songs. And of course, we wear the purple as a sign of the season. And one of our best symbols, we have the symbol of the Advent wreath that reminds us as each week we light another candle that we're getting closer to the coming of the light of the world. And while all these symbols are very beautiful, I have another Advent symbol, my favorite Advent symbol. If I could have my Advent symbol, please. Thank you. You're laughing at my Advent symbol. It's a little bit like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. I know you're thinking, you went out to get an Advent symbol and that's what you got? Why, Father Sean, at this beautiful time of the year of peace and getting along with everyone, would you bring this hated symbol of construction and traffic into the church? Why this orange construction cone as a symbol of Advent? Well, in many ways, our readings today are all about road construction, really. If we read our first reading from Isaiah, we hear the beautiful words, "A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God." Now, I don't know about you, but I hate road construction. We were just going to the National Catholic Youth Conference in Indianapolis, and we're trucking along, and as if that bus ride is not long enough, there's nothing worse than being on an endless stretch of highway and then being stopped. And just sitting there where there's nothing you can see outside your window except that orange cone. It drives you absolutely crazy. When you should be going 70 miles an hour, you're sitting there looking at this stupid cone, wondering, is there another one? And another one? Nobody likes road construction. But I can't help but notice that when it's done, I kind of like that. I drive back and forth between Topeka and here all the time. I've got friends in Lawrence and friends in Topeka, and it seems like I-70 has been under construction for at least half of my lifetime between there. It's ridiculous. But you know, now they're starting to kind of finish it up. It's kind of nice. I've got three lanes now instead of two, and you know, we tend not to think a whole lot about that when the road's all nice and smooth, and you know, we do kind of like it when the road is all done. We make fun of Missouri sometimes because of the poor roads. After all, it's fun to make fun of Missouri anyway. But they've got roads that everyone likes to at least make fun of. I will say that they were fine when we drove on them, but it's kind of nice to have that there anyway. We've got construction all over that we like it when it's done, but we don't like it when it's going on. Construction is really what Advent is all about, at least in our readings today. We're supposed to prepare a way for the Lord, make straight a highway. And it says, every valley is filled in, every mountain and hill made low, the rugged land made plain, and the rough country a broad valley. In other words, we're not going to swerve left or right. We're not even going to go up or down. We want to make a straight way for the coming of God. Now that is a spiritual kind of thing that is symbolized by road construction and maybe symbolized by this cone, that yes, we've got some work to do this Advent before Christmas comes. Society gives us all kinds of things that they think we should do during Advent to get ready for Christmas. And most of it involves shopping and partying and going out and eating way too much food, as if we ate the right combination of Christmas cookies and fudge and popcorn balls and sung exactly the right songs that somehow we would be ready for Christmas. But in truth, I tend to find that if you try to live Advent the way society supposedly prepares for Christmas, you wind up at Christmas Day exhausted. And you just are like, whew, thank goodness it's finally Christmas and this is over. Whew. If that's the way we wind up at Christmas, you can be sure that we did it wrong. Advent is meant to be a season of preparing the way, to make straight a path. And that means that we've got a little construction. You know, all winter long, as I drive down the roads, there's these potholes. And it drives you crazy, because it just seems like all winter long it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you wonder, is anybody going to do something about this? You know, I have to call in when my car almost gets lost in a pothole. Like, hey, are you going to fix this? And you know what they do sometimes? They come out and they like dump rocks in the pothole. Like, that'll fix it. Yeah, we'll throw some rocks in there and fill it in. And then it rains and it snows and it rains and it snows and it freezes and it snows. And pretty soon that pothole is twice as big as it was before they got the brilliant idea to fill it with rocks. And eventually it just gets worse and worse and worse. To at some point, you just got to rip up the whole thing and completely resurface and start over. Advent is a little bit like that. Maybe throughout the course of our life, we know we've got these problems, things that stand in the way of making a straight road for God. Have we been just kind of trying to patch things, fill it in? You know the kind of roads I'm talking about. You look down, and it's not like nice and black and pretty. There's like all these little marks everywhere and lines going where they tried to fill in a crack with like putty or something. And eventually that just doesn't work. This Advent, I encourage us to take the time to say, all right, where do I need to just really rip some things up? It's not fun. Nobody likes road construction when it's going on. But where do I need to get in and do some serious road construction in my life? Where is my road to God filled with all kinds of rough places, hills and valleys and left turns and right turns? Where am I kind of off the road? It's a good kind of thing to do. It's not easy. Society wants to tell us that this is a time that's all about us, fill ourselves with all kinds of things. God says, stop, be quiet a little bit. Look inside. What is getting in the way of welcoming God at Christmas, but welcoming God every day? Advent is a great time for some spiritual road construction. Because the good news is, if we've gotten off the road, it's okay. We can repair the road, get back on there, eliminate the detours, and head back straight towards God. In the spiritual life, that great resurfacing of our road is, of course, the sacrament of penance. If we, through sin, have created all kinds of craters and potholes in our road to God, God says, that's okay. We rip it up and we repave it with a beautiful, smooth, new surface. That's confession. We go and we tell the priest, here are my potholes. Here's where my road is all messed up. And I want to start over from here. The good news about construction and roads in general is after you've passed it, it's gone. It's over. When you go to confession, all this junk that was behind you is gone. You never have to look in the rearview mirror and worry. God just says, let's make a beautiful new road from right where we're at. It doesn't matter where you've been. In penance, God says, beautiful resurfacing, perfect road ahead of you. So, traffic construction, I think, gives us one more great lesson. We have to be able to read the signs of the times. So if I could have my second Advent symbol. I know you're thinking, what could this be? Advent is a time to slow down. Now, I know what you're thinking. Society seems to tell us, no, run here, run there, I gotta shop there. There are only how many shopping days till Christmas? And go, 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 spend, spend, spend. If you do that, you will arrive at Christmas exhausted, and your road will probably not be any better. It's not fun to go slow sometimes. We get mad, but sometimes we do have to slow down. And that's what I hope the rest of Advent can be like for us. That spiritually, we would take a little time to be quiet. The greatest thing we can do in Advent sometimes is just to sit in silence. It makes me so sad to see after Mass, you know, people go to communion and then they run right out the door. Like if you don't have just a few minutes to go back to your pew, kneel down and say thanks to God, how will you ever be ready to welcome Him at Christmas? Every Mass we get a practice welcoming Jesus. So if you have any thoughts today of receiving Jesus in communion and then being too busy to give thanks, stop. Don't make me put little servers in the parking lot outside the doors for people leaving with a little stop sign. Slow down, be quiet, go back, say thanks to God, say, Jesus, help me. Help me to welcome you better this Christmas. Help me to do the hard work to really resurface my road so that indeed I can welcome you with great joy, reborn in the sacrament of penance, ready to receive you as you are born for us at Christmas. We will only get that joy if we're willing to put up with a little slowness and a little spiritual road construction.